Sharia law is coming to Somalia. Christians are concerned. A Christian hospital curbs infant mortality and more in the United Arab Emirates. And a ship ministry needs short-term missionaries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Somalia's cabinet has voted to implement Sharia law throughout their country. At number 5 on the Open Doors World Watch list of the world's worst persecutors of Christians, Open Doors' Carl Muller says this is an alarming development.
We're very concerned about the nature of the way that this Sharia law is being forced into Somalia as a wedge to get a peace deal and for the condition of the Christians there.
The fighting reportedly led to an increase in hostility toward Christians.
Many people will remember how desperately chaotic Somalia was in 1993. The truth of the matter is Somalia isn't any better today, and Christians continue to be the most vulnerable segment of that society.
But there's a remnant church that needs your prayer.
We are providing, through means that I'm not at liberty to say, some material supplies and spiritual encouragement for those believers. Some of our people have been able to make contact and to continue to sustain that contact through the months of this insurgency and the violence that has been there.
Next, while there's still a question about whether or not a restrictive religion law will go into effect in Kazakhstan, the evangelical church continues its work despite threats of persecution. Judy with the Mission Society says,
one of our churches that we planted about 10 years ago has planted three churches themselves and also developed a drug and alcohol rehab center.
While the religion law hasn't been implemented, known evangelical believers are being oppressed.
We have many church members that are unable to get a job in the particular village that I work in because of a local village mayor. He has already said, if you're a member of the church, you will not be hired for any work in this village.
Judy says this is not having a negative impact on strong new Christians.
I was actually invited to a celebration tea, and I was quite confused about that. They said, don't you understand? We've been Christians now for 5 years, and we are so excited that God counts us worthy to be able to suffer for Him.
You're listening to Mission at Work News. Infant mortality rates that stood at 50% in the United Arab Emirates are now less than 1%, and maternal mortality is almost unheard of. That's the legacy of Cure International. David Printy runs their Oasis Hospital.
There's a strong tradition and a high level of trust,
which builds into credibility and opens doors for more.
We are predominantly a hospital for women and children. We deliver over 300 babies a month. We have a very active pediatric clinic, and we are a teaching hospital for the U8 Medical School. It's kind of a model for what we're doing in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Printy says their patients know they're Christians. They also make sure the gospel's available.
One of the things we have permission is that in each patient room there is an Arabic translation of Luke, and they also have an Arabic version of the Jesus film. And the government has allowed us to have those in the rooms, and if the patients choose on their own to take them with them, they're free to do that.
Last year, the hospital distributed more than 500 scripture portions and copies of the Jesus film, Pray the Seeds Take Root. Meanwhile, Partners International is celebrating achievement in the field. Ministry partner Bartami Medical Center will be hosting a cleft lip surgery program this year. They'll be working with 20 to 25 children. A hospital spokesman says this will echo their testimony throughout the surrounding area. Pray that BMC staff demonstrate Christ's love through their words and their deeds. An Operation Mobilization needs a few good men and women. They need volunteers to help with their ship ministry. If you're interested in short-term work, take the next step. Step usually is a 2 to 4 month commitment. You'll work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week in one of their work departments, such as the kitchen, cleaning, or project teams, along with a 5-day work week. A 6th day is designated for ministry or training opportunities. Mission at Work News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're most effective in evangelism by how you live. St. Francis Assisi is credited with saying, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. I'd like to help you remember that and help Mission at Work News at the same time. For a gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Point of Grace CD called How You Live. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.